The director of the Central Intelligence Agency, George Tenet, was on Capitol Hill today, his first appearance there since September 11th. Tenet delivered the CIA's annual summary of global threats to the United States, and the news was grim. Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network, Tenet said, still presents the most immediate and serious danger to U.S. interests around the world. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The war against the Taliban regime in Afghanistan has been fought and won. The CIA director says Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network have lost the safe haven and strategic command center they had in Afghanistan. But George Tenet warned the Senate Intelligence Committee against feeling too good about that achievement.
Al-Qaeda has not yet been destroyed. It and other like-minded groups remain willing and able to strike at us. Al-Qaeda's leaders, still at large, are working to reconstitute the organization and resume its terrorist operations.
Tenet said the CIA knows al-Qaeda operatives have considered attacks against high-profile U.S. government facilities, landmarks, airports, and bridges. They have plans, he said, to strike U.S. and allied targets abroad, with American installations in East Africa, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey at especially high risk. Such warnings were reminiscent of what Tenet told the Intelligence Committee last year at this time, but it did not prepare the nation for what happened on September 11th. Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, with his first chance to grill Tenet since the attacks, made it clear that, in his view, the CIA had failed.
Why were we utterly unaware
of
planning and execution of the September 11th attacks? In other words, what went wrong? We know that you're not going to ever be 100%, but these attacks were so well planned, so well executed, I know they caught us all by surprise.
Tenet knew that question was coming. He had already departed from his written testimony to deliver a vigorous defense of his agency's efforts to track al-Qaeda and other terrorist threats. Responding to Shelby, Tenet insisted the CIA knew last summer that what he called a spectacular attack was likely. The shock, he said, was where the attack came, not the fact that it occurred.
It was very clear in our own minds that this country was a target. We wrote about it. We talked about it. We warned about it. Did we have penetrations of the target? Absolutely. Did we have technical operations? Absolutely. Where did the secret for the planning reside? Probably in the head of three or four people. And at the end of the day, all you can do is continue to make the effort to steal that secret and break into this leadership structure. And we have to keep working at it.
As for other security threats, Tenet's testimony provided some support for President Bush's argument that Iraq, Iran, and North Korea represent an axis of evil. The North Korean government, he said, is exporting missile technology, partly to raise money to support its own weapons development program. Iran continues to be the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. And in Iraq, according to Tenet, Saddam Hussein is determined to resurrect his military force and produce weapons of mass destruction. Tenet was reluctant, however, to tie Iraq closely to the al-Qaeda network.
Was there a convergence of interest here between al-Qaeda and the Iraqis? Don't know the answer to the question yet. Pursuing it very, very carefully. There was a press story today that said CIA dismisses these linkages. Well, you don't dismiss linkages when you have a group like al-Qaeda.
The story in the New York Times reported that the CIA has been looking for ties between al-Qaeda and Iraq and concluded that Saddam Hussein has not provided chemical or biological weapons to al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.